I have measured out my life with coffee spoons. T.S. Eliot. So do 64% of Americans aged 18 and older. They said they had a cup of coffee yesterday, a fairly consistent number according to our January 2018 Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Maybe a little higher than last year. Those people don't have a problem with caffeine, they have a problem without caffeine. Anyway, that comes out to 500 million cups of coffee per day, whether you measure your personal consumption with spoons or wooden stirrers. That makes the United States the leading consumer of coffee in the world. On average, 300 cups of coffee drinks are sold per day at the average out-of-home location among the Java giants. America does run on Dunkin' because, according to customers, Dunkin' Donuts ranked number one 12 years in a row in our Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. It's pretty clear that they, and their chief competitor, Starbucks, number two this year, are playing different strategic games. Dunkin' has made inroads in convenience and value. They scaled back their menu while expanding beverage-led positioning. Starbucks continues to expand into the premium retail arena and put significant resources behind digital and new brew development. Oh, and a lot of pumpkin spice potions. September 29th is National Coffee Day, and a tracking survey of foot traffic at Dunkin' and Starbucks revealed some interesting engagement patterns. Dunkin' received more unique visits per location than Starbucks. Dunkin's traffic hit a peak on Tuesday, Starbucks on Fridays. Dunkin' advertised more food options than Starbucks. But when it came to beverages, Starbucks advertised nearly 3-1 versus Dunkin'. Other national brands, McDonald's, Tim Hortons, Pete's, Costa Coffee, and Lavazza, are there and growing. But when it comes to engagement, Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks are the brands that give the category its jolt.
What happened? Well, first off, Dunkin' dropped the donuts from its official brand name. The chain was probably on a first-name basis with customers forever, but they made it official. Strategically, it was an effort to reflect a beverage-led transformation. The company changed their logo, packaging, advertising, and as of January 2019, signage in stores will be remodeled. It's hoped new stores, okay, relatively new stores, will reflect their coming menu innovation, guest experience, and convenience in the real and digital worlds. It's hoped the name and associated changes will increase engagement for Dunkin'-branded consumer packaged goods. Currently, Dunkin' ties with Folgers for the number one spot in the packaged coffee category. Dunkin's same-store sales growth, aka comparable store sales, and a metric that correlated highly with our loyalty and engagement assessments, was 2.3% up significantly YOY. If it seemed like there was a Starbucks on every corner, you'd be precisely right. Convenience is important, but too much of it often turns into customer cannibalization. So, Starbucks closed stores. Don't panic. You'll still be able to order your venti half-double decaffeinated half-calf mocha caramel latte with chocolate drizzle. Starbucks expects its total number of stores in the U.S. to increase in 2019, in the South and in the Midwest, or places where you're less likely to trip over a Starbucks. Starbucks opened its first standalone bakery in Seattle, with stores headed for New York and Chicago, and kind of a surprise investment in food innovation. Starbucks' same-store sales growth was 2%, down 4% from 5 years ago. That's why they showed up as number two in our index. Predictive consumer behavior is never wrong. So no worries. You know what they say. You can't buy happiness, but you can always buy coffee. And for a lot of people, that's close enough.